So the final thing you'll notice, if you look at this picture, it's hard not to notice, is that there are these kind of wriggly-looking little blood vessels all over the heart. And what are these exactly? I mean, you've got red ones and blue ones, and the blue ones are the veins, and the red ones are the arteries, but are they part of the systemic flow or the pulmonary flow or something else? Well, these vessels, all of them, together are called coronary vessels. Coronary vessels. And so specifically you might hear about a coronary artery or coronary vein, but together you can call them coronary blood vessels. I'll add the word blood here. So these coronary blood vessels are actually serving the heart muscle itself. I mean, remember, the heart is made up of thousands and thousands, actually tens and thousands of cells, and those cells, just like our toe cell that we drew out in the corner, they also need oxygen, nutrients, and have waste. So those cells are going to need blood vessels supplying them as well. And so that's what the coronary blood vessels are. They're literally the blood vessels that go to and serve the heart. So these are the ones that serve the heart. Now, if they're serving the heart muscles and the heart cells, then think about it. Would they fit under the systemic flow or pulmonary flow? Well, if the main job is to serve the needs of cells, then the coronary vessels fall under the systemic flow.